Also, remember, no matter what the situation is, you are an interruption until you get their attention. So it is true. But as soon as you get their attention, anybody you want to talk to is going to have time if you really do it. So how do we do that? Well, the way we're going to get attention is we're going to scream pigs. Now, what do I mean by that? This is a little frame or word I created to describe 10 ways that you can turn around and get somebody's attention. Scream pigs. And the first one is smile. I'll tell you something, as simplistic and stupid as that sounds, when somebody walks in with a big smile and you don't know what it's for, doesn't that usually make you wonder? How many of you, when somebody sees somebody smile, instantly have a state change yourself? Is that true for you or not? Good. So as simple as that is, another word for smile here might be state. What you want to do to make sure you get people's attention is be in a state that would get attention. Be in a state that people would feel good being around you. It's amazing what attention that can get, because the average person walks a certain way, talks a certain way, approaches things a certain way. Come on. Most salespeople, what are they like? They're robots. They go in and do the same thing over and over again. They don't manage their state. They're not creative. They're not flexible. They come and do the same thing over and over again, and they wonder why their job is boring and they're broke. Hey, you want to know the difference? You got to manage your state. You got to scream pigs. Meet somebody and scream pigs. Put yourself in state, smile. Second thing to do is give them a compliment. I'll tell you something, the quickest way to get somebody's attention is to appeal to a self-interest. And if it's a sincere compliment, and this is the key, it's got to be sincere. The way to do that is ask yourself a question. The minute you meet people, you should be asking, what do I like about this person? What could I like about this person? What's interesting about this person? What could be interesting about this person? Ask and you shall receive. If you ask those questions, you can't believe all of a sudden you'll start noticing the great things in people. And if you're the kind of person that starts giving compliments, you're going to start feeling better about you too, because you're giving. Guess what else you do when you give a compliment? You induce the law of what?
Reciprocity.
That's right, reciprocity or reciprocation. Sure enough, that person now likes you if it is sincere. Otherwise, it's flattery, and people know that. They can feel the difference in their gut. Third key to screaming pigs is use a referral. If you're coming in there, you'll get somebody's attention if you can say, Bob, I know you know Mary Sue, and I know she's a good friend of yours, and she asked me to come by and see you. Don't say, Bob, I'm Tony Robbins even. They don't care who you are. You got to get their attention first. Connect with them by using something that will grab their attention, which is somebody that they know. Next, do an exhibit or demonstrate something. Exhibit what your product can do. Grab their attention immediately. One of the things that I saw recently that was kind of fun is seeing somebody who did some magic tricks to grab people's attention. You might want to create a couple of magic tricks, as simple as that sounds, that you could do immediately. A quick demonstration. You walk up and you've got this gatekeeper, the person who keeps you from seeing the person you want to sell to, persuade, and they're standing out front. And you walk up to this gatekeeper, and all of a sudden, what do? You make something disappear right off their desk. I'll tell you what, it's rather interesting. Now, there are little devices that you can use. There are little ways you can do it. Go to a magic store and get one or two things you can keep in your pocket. Wouldn't that be a lot more fun prospecting that way? See, all of a sudden you come up and something, you pick up their pencil and it just disappears right in front of their face. That'll get their attention. They go, how'd you do that? Well, I'll tell you after you introduce me to your sales manager. I'll show you. What you're doing is you're being different. People like people that are different. Their life needs stimulation. We all want a state change. I mean, think about it. You as a salesperson, you're not a salesperson. You're a state inducer if you're good. And the more you can put people in state, the more they're going to buy, because people buy states. If you can get them to link the states they want most of your product and avoiding other states to your product, they're going to buy if that's really real. So the key here, make sure that you do something that gets people to see you as being different. If you change their state, they're going to listen to you, aren't they? So think of some fun ways to do that. Make making contacts or prospecting fun. Make it fun for them to be with you. Ask a leading question. If you ask a question from someone, you immediately get their attention. So you got to come up and ask a question that will grab their attention, something about a need or a benefit. And we covered one example of that when we started. Next, have some mystery. Magic is an example of mystery. Or you could come up and say, John, and you just barely know him, or maybe you've not even introduced yourself yet. You say, John, I'm wondering if you know the one item that's right here in your office or in your company that will be replaced in the next 12 months. Or the one item that if it was replaced could earn you at least another $10,000 a year for your company. Or $5,000 in your pocket. I'm wondering if you know what that is. Would that get your attention? It would mine, right? So mystery is a lot. People love a mystery. Create something mysterious. Have fun. I do this on the telephone often. Do a poll. One of the ways that one of the things we did with our company is we went out to managers in the area, and rather than coming in and talking about coming into their companies, a lot of them were put off by that, what we did is went out and did a poll. And we said, listen, we just need 2 minutes. We would like to give you a copy of Tony Robbins' book. What is that called? Inducing what? That's right, reciprocation. It's also social proof, right? Because my book is a national bestseller right across the cover, right? And here's this picture, and it's real. So we induce reciprocation, social proof, and we're giving somebody something. If they read it, we know they're going to be interested. And what happens? Well, we then say, what we'd like to do is just take a quick poll from you. We'd just like to take a quick couple of ideas. Tony's doing some research on people in this area. And we collect the data so we can use it, but also in the process, we have a total attention. And when the guy gets to get up and leave, and he goes, well, can you tell me anything about him? Well, okay. Immediate attention. Or we can call him back a few weeks later and say, listen, in our poll, we found that you said these are the most important things in selling. Those are obviously some of the things that we do. Could we come by and talk to you about it? Another way to grab somebody's attention is give them some information that they don't have. Tell them a statistic. Did you know that, for example, in this country, that 65% of all children blank? Does your kid do this? Instantly, you got a question and you've got information. Did you know that XYZ computer can produce this and this and this and do these things faster than anything you've seen before? Again, offer them information. And the last two, give them a gift. I already told you an example of that. We give somebody a book, give somebody a gift, they love it. And if you can do it creatively, wrap it up even. What happens to people when you give somebody a gift and it's wrapped up? For most people, they kind of get in state, especially if you do it elegantly, if it doesn't look like you're trying to manipulate them, and if you're sincere, you want to give them something you think that will be valuable for them. Giving a gift induces reciprocation and grabs people's attention. They're going to focus on their gift. And lastly, startle them. Come in and make a statement that startles them. Or startle them in a soft way. Somebody just came up to me here during the class and said, Tony, you and I have some unfinished business. And I went, what is he talking about? I said, what? I tell you what. And he pulled out my book. He said, I went through one of your other courses and you didn't sign my book. I said, oh, here, give it to me. But did he have my full attention? Instantly. It was a great example. So make sure you startle them. So you want to succeed? Do the 5 things every day. Do it daily. Have a specific goal. Absolutely be creative. Put yourself in a situation where you have a specific thing to say and you don't have to worry about it, so you have that to fall back on. Make absolutely certain every time you get referrals, so you really make every single one a win and do it massively. And to get their attention, yes, you are an interruption, only if you don't have their attention. As soon as you get their attention, and if you're interesting enough, there's no doubt they've got time for you. So scream pigs, make contacts, get their attention. I'll see you for step number 4. Well, are you ready to engage? Then here's Joseph to make sure you follow through and you use this stuff. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Till then, God bless and live with passion and influence and impact too.
Great. So how did you enjoy this session? I hope you had a great time with it. I know I did. Do you remember the first 3 steps to increase your sales? Let's repeat them now. Number 1, prepare and do your homework. Number 2, turn on. And number 3, make contact and become their best friend. Great job. Also, do you remember how to scream pigs that you learned in step number 3? And by the way, when I first heard this, I thought that was crazy, scream pigs. But I also know and I remember now that what it does is it's an acronym and it allows you to remember so you know what step you're in while you're doing it. So let's go over it together. S stands for smile, and that's easy to do. Anybody can do it, and it changes everything. C, compliments. You need to be specific and sincere. R stands for referral. Use a reference from a referral to make contact. E, exhibit or demonstrate something. A, ask. Ask a leading question. M, mystery. P, poll. I, information. Approach them with some information that's important to them. G, gifts. Give them something that will induce reciprocation. And S, startle them. Great. Now you've completed the first 3 steps of phase number 1. Enroll. Have fun with this. And I look forward to getting together with you on the next session entitled Connect and Become Their Best Friend.